Cambridge Primary Checkpoint. English as a Second Language. Listening, October 2025. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part one. There are five questions in this part. For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B or C below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's brother now?
Is your brother still in bed, Mary? I know he likes to sleep late in the mornings.
He went out early, Grandad. Mum had some shopping to do and she wanted him to help her.
Oh, he'll miss his basketball practice then. That's a shame.
The answer is B. Look at the three pictures for question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Which part will the boy have in the school play?
Are you excited about acting in the school play?
Well, I really wanted to be a space monster because the costume looked brilliant. I wasn't chosen for that, though.
But your costume will be fantastic. And anyway, it'll be great being an astronaut because they do really amazing things, you know.
Yes, it'd be more fun being one of the scientists, though, because they get to discover the space monster, which is really cool.
Now listen again.
Are you excited about acting in the school play?
Well, I really wanted to be a space monster because the costume looked brilliant. I wasn't chosen for that, though.
But your costume will be fantastic. And anyway, it'll be great being an astronaut because they do really amazing things, you know.
Yes, it'd be more fun being one of the scientists, though, because they get to discover the space monster, which is really cool.
Two. Where do the friends decide to study together?
Let's do our homework in the kitchen. We'll have room for all our stuff.
What about the back garden? Then we won't have snack breaks all the time.
Well, it's getting windy. There's that big rug in the living room. We could sit and do it there. It won't be as comfortable, though.
I think I preferred your first idea. Then we can go outside afterwards.
Okay.
Now listen again.
Let's do our homework in the kitchen. We'll have room for all our stuff.
What about the back garden? Then we won't have snack breaks all the time.
Well, it's getting windy. There's that big rug in the living room. We could sit and do it there. It won't be as comfortable, though.
I think I preferred your first idea. Then we can go outside afterwards.
Okay.
Three. What do the friends agree was the best performance at the music festival?
I'm glad your mom took us to the music festival.
Me too. I really liked the group who sang those beautiful folk songs.
They were quite good, I suppose. And I'll never forget the orchestra that played all the music from the movies. So incredible.
It was fantastic. Even better than the famous DJ we really wanted to see.
Dancing to that DJ's music was fun, though.
Now, listen again.
I'm glad your mom took us to the music festival.
Me too. I really liked the group who sang those beautiful folk songs.
They were quite good, I suppose. And I'll never forget the orchestra that played all the music from the movies. So incredible.
It was fantastic. Even better than the famous DJ we really wanted to see.
Dancing to that DJ's music was fun, though.
Four. What was the boy surprised to find in his bedroom?
You'll never guess what I found in my bedroom this morning.
The football shirt you wanted me to wash?
That was there, of course, Mum. And under it was the dictionary I borrowed from my classmate. I thought I'd lost it. I couldn't believe it. So now I don't have to find the money to buy him another one.
That's good.
Now, listen again.
You'll never guess what I found in my bedroom this morning.
The football shirt you wanted me to wash?
That was there, of course, Mum. And under it was the dictionary I borrowed from my classmate. I thought I'd lost it. I couldn't believe it. So now I don't have to find the money to buy him another one.
That's good.
Five. Where will the girl meet her friend?
Shall I take you to the bookshop in town to meet your friend?
Actually, Dad, she just phoned and suggested the cafe instead.
Okay, but which one? There are several in the centre.
It's not far from the park. Do you know it? It's easy to find. And afterwards, I need to go to the bookshop and buy a book about nature for my school project.
Sure.
Now listen again.
Shall I take you to the bookshop in town to meet your friend?
Actually, Dad, she just phoned and suggested the cafe instead.
Okay, but which one? There are several in the centre.
It's not far from the park. Do you know it? It's easy to find. And afterwards, I need to go to the bookshop and buy a book about nature for my school project.
Sure.
Now turn to part two, questions 6 to 10. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. 6. You will hear a girl talking about a journey with her grandma. What does she say about it? A. It wasn't as comfortable as they'd hoped. B. It took longer than they'd expected. C. It cost more than they'd wanted to pay.
How was your day out with your grandma?
Great. We went into the city, but we missed the train home and got a bus instead. The bus tickets were less expensive than we thought, but there was loads of traffic and it took us ages to get back. Usually it's quicker.
I hope you got seats.
Well, the buses do get really crowded sometimes, and you can't sit down. Actually, that wasn't a problem.
Now listen again.
How was your day out with your grandma?
Great. We went into the city, but we missed the train home and got a bus instead. The bus tickets were less expensive than we thought, but there was loads of traffic and it took us ages to get back. Usually it's quicker.
I hope you got seats.
Well, the buses do get really crowded sometimes, and you can't sit down. Actually, that wasn't a problem.
Seven. You will hear a boy talking about a drawing he did at school. What does he say about the drawing? A. It isn't what he wanted to draw. B. It isn't totally finished yet. C. It isn't very realistic.
That's a great drawing.
Well, my teacher wanted us to draw a person's face, but I wasn't keen. So she let me do this picture of a tree instead. I just feel it doesn't look like one, though. The branches aren't right.
They look okay.
Well, anyway, it's done now. I can't say I'm happy with it, but I'm going to try and do a better one.
Now listen again.
That's a great drawing.
Well, my teacher wanted us to draw a person's face, but I wasn't keen. So she let me do this picture of a tree instead. I just feel it doesn't look like one, though. The branches aren't right.
They look okay.
Well, anyway, it's done now. I can't say I'm happy with it, but I'm going to try and do a better one.
Eight. You will hear a girl giving a presentation about parrots. What does she find most interesting about them? A. How long they live. B. How they communicate. C. How intelligent they are.
My presentation's about parrots. A bird species that can talk. They're very smart, even though they mostly copy what their owners say, but I still find that fascinating. What's more extraordinary is that some can reach 100 years of age. And something I didn't know is that they can count and solve basic maths problems, which I guess is quite cool considering how few animals can do that.
Now listen again.
My presentation's about parrots, a bird species that can talk. They're very smart, even though they mostly copy what their owners say, but I still find that fascinating. What's more extraordinary is that some can reach 100 years of age. And something I didn't know is that they can count and solve basic maths problems. Which I guess is quite cool considering how few animals can do that.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about writing stories. What do they agree about writing them? A. It's always hard to get ideas. B. It's useful for increasing their vocabulary. C. It's helped them understand other writers' difficulties.
Have you written your story yet? I've usually got plenty of things in my head to write about, but not this time.
I know what you mean. I can see now the reasons authors need so long to produce books.
Yeah, and it's become obvious why it takes ages for them to get stories right. Still, I learn loads of new words through writing them.
I wish it had the same effect on me.
Now listen again.
Have you written your story yet? I've usually got plenty of things in my head to write about, but not this time.
I know what you mean. I can see now the reasons authors need so long to produce books.
Yeah, and it's become obvious why it takes ages for them to get stories right. Still, I learn loads of new words through writing them.
I wish it had the same effect on me.
Ten. You will hear a head teacher talking to students about some activities they're doing at school to celebrate a special week called Earth Week. What will all the students do together? A. Go for a walk. B. Make a video. C. Listen to a talk.
Hello, students. Lovely to see you all. I've planned some exciting activities to celebrate Earth Week, including a nature walk, which you'll do in small groups at different times during the week. Now, can everyone remain seated? Because a special guest is going to give us a presentation about the environment. And sometime before the end of the week, I'd like each of you to post a short video on our social media page about looking after our planet.
Now listen again.
Hello, students. Lovely to see you all. I've planned some exciting activities to celebrate Earth Week, including a nature walk, which you'll do in small groups at different times during the week. Now, can everyone remain seated? Because a special guest is going to give us a presentation about the environment. And sometime before the end of the week, I'd like each of you to post a short video on our social media page about looking after our planet.
Now turn to part 3, questions 11 to 15. You will hear a girl called Ivy giving a class presentation about a tourist attraction she visited called an escape room, a special room where teams solve puzzles together in order to get out. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, I'm Ivy, and I'm going to talk about an escape room experience I did with my cousins. It's great fun. You're shut inside a special room and have to solve a series of problems in order to get out or escape. At most escape rooms, you're allowed up to 60 minutes to solve all the puzzles. But if you run out of time, you lose the game. We were actually given 90 minutes, but in fact, it only took us 80 minutes to complete all 25 puzzles and escape. Every escape room is decorated to go with a particular theme. I once did one called Ancient Library, which involved looking through lots of books to solve the puzzles. Ancient Ship was the one we did together. And the room looked like the bottom of the sea, with boxes full of gold and jewels that pirates had stolen in ancient times. You need to work as a team, but some puzzles require different skills. I've always enjoyed studying geography at school, so I was responsible for anything to do with that. I'm weaker at maths, so my cousins were in charge of any problems working out numbers, as well as any puzzles about history. I helped as much as possible, though. The puzzles were hidden all around the escape room, so we had to search the room very carefully. For instance, I found one puzzle hidden behind a painting, and I managed to solve the last puzzle in good time. This involved discovering a key which unlocked the door and let us out. We were a bit disappointed when a staff member gave us all a certificate for getting out of the escape room in time, but I guess it was all right. I thought everybody would get a t-shirt, though, because that's what I got when I went before. Anyway, we had a great time.
Now listen again.
Hi, I'm Ivy, and I'm going to talk about an escape room experience I did with my cousins. It's great fun. You're shut inside a special room and have to solve a series of problems in order to get out or escape. At most escape rooms, you're allowed up to 60 minutes to solve all the puzzles, but if you run out of time, you lose the game. We were actually given 90 minutes, but in fact, it only took us 80 minutes to complete all 25 puzzles and escape. Every escape room is decorated to go with a particular theme. I once did one called Ancient Library, which involved looking through lots of books to solve the puzzles. Ancient Ship was the one we did together, and the room looked like the bottom of the sea with boxes full of gold and jewels that pirates had stolen in ancient times. You need to work as a team, but some puzzles require different skills. I've always enjoyed studying geography at school, so I was responsible for anything to do with that. I'm weaker at maths, so my cousins were in charge of any problems working out numbers, as well as any puzzles about history. I helped as much as possible, though. The puzzles were hidden all around the escape room, so we had to search the room very carefully. For instance, I found one puzzle hidden behind a painting, and I managed to solve the last puzzle in good time. This involved discovering a key which unlocked the door and let us out. We were a bit disappointed when a staff member gave us all a certificate for getting out of the escape room in time, but I guess it was all right. I thought everybody would get a t-shirt, though, because that's what I got when I went before. Anyway, we had a great time.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 16 to 20. You will hear an interview with a girl called Marissa Lee, who takes part in memory competitions, where she competes to remember lots of information. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today's guest is 12-year-old Marissa Lee. She competes in memory competitions, where she remembers as much information as possible in 15 minutes, like a list of 100 names, for example. Marissa, how did you find out about memory competitions?
I'd become interested in how our memories work after watching a documentary, then reading a book about a famous writer who could remember everything he'd ever read. Then someone who'd won several memory competitions came to my school to give a presentation about his experience. Till then, I didn't know these events existed.
So you joined the Youth Memory Club. What is that exactly?
Well, a group of us students get together to learn different ways of remembering stuff. We want to learn how to remember facts more easily, mainly through games. I play them with all my friends at the club, and it's really good fun. And because of this, I'm doing much better in every subject, even the boring ones. I can remember new information quite easily now.
And what training do you do to prepare for memory competitions?
I try to concentrate on one particular method a day, like a new way of remembering lots of historical dates, or a list of random words. Then I move on to something else the following day. I do this when I get back from school as often as I can, especially before a competition. But sometimes I have to do other things instead.
You took part in a national event that's held in Boston every year called the Junior Memory Championship. What was that like?
Well, I had no idea so many young people like doing memory competitions. I expected to feel very nervous during the competition, but everyone just wanted to do their best, so that's what I decided to do too. But I didn't think I had any chance of getting the top prize, and I couldn't believe it when I came second after we'd completed all of the challenges.
So, why do you like taking part in memory competitions?
Well, I have to go all over the country to do them, and it's such an unusual hobby. So it's great to have the chance to meet other young people who have the same interest in these competitions as I do. They've given me some brilliant tips that have helped me perform even better, and that's what really matters to me. So I'm going to carry on doing these competitions for now.
Thanks, Marissa.
Now listen again.
Today's guest is 12-year-old Marissa Lee. She competes in memory competitions, where she remembers as much information as possible in 15 minutes, like a list of 100 names, for example. Marissa, how did you find out about memory competitions?
I'd become interested in how our memories work after watching a documentary, then reading a book about a famous writer who could remember everything he'd ever read. Then someone who'd won several memory competitions came to my school to give a presentation about his experience. Till then, I didn't know these events existed.
So you joined the Youth Memory Club. What is that exactly?
Well, a group of us students get together to learn different ways of remembering stuff. We want to learn how to remember facts more easily, mainly through games. I play them with all my friends at the club, and it's really good fun. And because of this, I'm doing much better in every subject, even the boring ones. I can remember new information quite easily now.
And what training do you do to prepare for memory competitions?
I try to concentrate on one particular method a day, like a new way of remembering lots of historical dates, or a list of random words. Then I move on to something else the following day. I do this when I get back from school as often as I can, especially before a competition. But sometimes I have to do other things instead.
You took part in a national event that's held in Boston every year called the Junior Memory Championship. What was that like?
Well, I had no idea so many young people like doing memory competitions. I expected to feel very nervous during the competition, but everyone just wanted to do their best, so that's what I decided to do too. But I didn't think I had any chance of getting the top prize, and I couldn't believe it when I came second after we'd completed all of the challenges.
So, why do you like taking part in memory competitions?
Well, I have to go all over the country to do them, and it's such an unusual hobby. So it's great to have the chance to meet other young people who have the same interest in these competitions as I do. They've given me some brilliant tips that have helped me perform even better, and that's what really matters to me. So I'm going to carry on doing these competitions for now.
Thanks, Marissa.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.